of Tampa Bay every weekday morning. This is AM Tampa Bay on News Radio WFLA.
7:45 on AM Tampa Bay, Florida's big utilities. They've asked the Florida
Service Commission for permission to raise electricity rates. Joining us now on the Achieve a Credit Union WFLA hotline, the president of Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship, David Jenkins. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
David, apparently the big utilities, who of course have the fossil fuel plants, are asking the PSC for permission to raise our electric rates. Is that going to happen?
Yeah, it looks like it, unfortunately. Duke's rate case increase has already been approved, and FPNL and TECO, Tampa Bay Electric, their rate cases are pending. But, I mean, what we've seen in the past is that the Public Service Commission pretty much just rubber stamps these things. They're not, they go through the motions, but there's never really any doubt about them getting what they ask for. And you touched on it in the lead-in, that the reason they keep having to ask for rate increases is that they're not very diversified in their energy sources. TECO, I guess like 95% of its electricity from just coal and natural gas, and mostly from old plants. As they get older, they get more expensive to operate. And so if they're not diversifying with the cheapest form of energy, which right now, believe it or not, is solar, the energy market's just changed dramatically recently. So they're not taking advantage of that market, and Florida ratepayers are going to suffer.
What type of impact will we see? How are we going to suffer? What type of numbers are we going to see added to our bills?
Well, people that have poured through the FPNL case say that the electricity rates for FPNL's customers will jump 18%. So that's a pretty big bite if you figure it out over the course of a year with your monthly utility bills. And it's just going to get worse because the dynamics are not going to change. You rely on these old plants. As they get older, they become more expensive to operate and maintain. And regardless of what the fuel cost is, they become more expensive to operate. There's some coal plants out there right now that are charging $80 a megawatt hour for electricity, whereas solar plus storage plants, the new ones that are going in, as low as $14 a megawatt hour. So, you know, you just have to do the math.
The problem is, are we going to be able to rely on solar energy if that becomes our main source?
Well, yeah. Used to, that was a big problem. But now, because battery storage is so advanced now, every solar plant that goes in now just about has enough battery storage to collect the sun's energy during the daytime and then release it at nighttime during peak hours. And that battery technology keeps getting better all the time. And they're doing all that with the same low price point, you know, $14 a megawatt hour. And the contracts that they make on these things are for 20 years. So that $14 a megawatt hour is not going to go up and down like with, you know, like the price of natural gas or something. It's locked in for the next two decades.
Yeah, I know Disney has a huge solar system thing over there that we've driven by several times, and I don't know if Disney is using that or if they're just experimenting with it or what, but it does require a lot of land to have that down.
Yes, indeed, and that's why it's also important to install this on the built environment, you know, on tops of buildings and warehouses and things like that, so you're not using up too much open space and land like that, and a lot more could be done in that. The problem is that while, you know, you'll hear some of these utilities, FPNL particularly, tout what they're doing in solar, it's a problem of scale because while they may be putting in, you know, thousands of solar panels, if you look at that percentage of their overall energy, it's that they produce is less than 2%, and Florida, the whole state is producing less than 3% of its energy with solar, while considerably less sunny Vermont gets 14% of its electricity from solar.
Let's hope that our electric bills do not go up. He is the president of Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship, David Jenkins. Thanks so much for joining us on AM Tampa Bay.
Thank you for having me.